Hi there, 通勤家族，新的一年想要提升英语力吗？除了每日可以跟着我 John 老师跟读与朗读世界时事趣闻，还可以每周在 Clubhouse 上我们通勤学英语直播室上做英语练习与互动，伴随你的英语学习 Podcast 就在通勤学英语。 Let's start your daily shadowing。About Canada, Quebec unlocks world's only maple syrup strategic reserve. Quebec Maple Syrup Producers, QMSP, is releasing more than half of the world's only strategic reserve of 45 million kilograms of maple syrup to keep up with soaring demand, avoiding a sticky situation for pancake lovers. Sales of maple syrup have climbed since the pandemic spread in 2019.and led to more people eating it at home. Adding to the syrup squeeze, Quebec's harvest in 2020 was the smallest in 3 years due to unusually warm weather. The global strategic maple syrup reserve spans 24,805 square meters, the equivalent of 5 football fields, securing syrup in sterilized 170-liter barrels.QMSP is also approving 7 million new taps during the next 3 years, a 14% increase to bolster production. Next article. To keep coronavirus out, Canada's smallest province kept the rest of the country away. In the winter months, when icy conditions keep most people from traveling by sea, there are only 2 ways to enter Prince Edward Island.By plane or an 8-mile bridge. When the novel coronavirus started spreading around the world early this year, Canada's smallest province off the country's eastern coast north of Nova Scotia found itself at a geographical advantage. The island's remoteness, paired with an aggressive isolation campaign that restricted non-essential travel and enforced 2-week quarantines for those arriving in the province,paid dividends. By late April, as death counts were ticking upward in other parts of Canada and soaring in the United States, the province had confirmed just 27 cases of the virus, all of them linked to off-island travel. None of those patients was hospitalized, and no one died. Thanks for tuning in!记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送，也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15mins.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 Improving your English on the go. Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。